This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Europe reports 949 avian flu cases in birds across 30 countries in first half of 2026. Editorially reviewed by Profs MD, H, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence between 28th of February and 4th of June 2026, 949 highly pathogenic avian influenza HPAI-AH5 virus detections were reported in domestic and wild birds across 30 European countries, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC. The outbreak underscores the ongoing circulation of HPAI in Europe and raises questions about seasonal patterns, poultry farm biosecurity, and wildlife surveillance as spring migration peaks. Key takeaways: 949 HPAI-H5 cases detected across 30 European countries from late February through early June 2026. Wild birds accounted for 763 detections, 80%, while domestic birds represented 186 cases, 20%. Surveillance and biosecurity measures remain critical as migratory bird seasons create conditions for viral spread. Surveillance snapshot: 949 HPAA-H5 detections reported across Europe between late February and early June 2026, according to ECDC surveillance data. HPAIA-8 detections by bird type, February-June 2026, distribution of 949 confirmed cases across domestic and wild bird populations in Europe, wild bird 63, 80%, domestic birds 186, 20%. Source: European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Wild birds drive European outbreak. Wild birds accounted for 763 of the 949 cases, 80.4%, documented by the ECDC between late February and early June 2026. This pattern reflects the role of migratory waterfowl and shorebirds as amplifying hosts and long-distance vectors for HPAI-AH5, particularly during spring migration when birds disperse across continents. The predominance of wild bird detections has implications for global health surveillance. Unlike isolated poultry farm outbreaks, wild bird circulation creates sustained environmental contamination and multiple spillover opportunities into commercial and backyard flocks. Enhanced biosecurity measures at farms bordering wetlands and migration corridors become essential. Domestic birds remain vulnerable. Domestic birds represented 186 cases, 19.6%, of the total outbreak documented by ECDC surveillance. Although a smaller proportion, these detections signal ongoing transmission pathways between wild and captive bird populations, often mediated by shared water sources, fomites, or direct contact at farm boundaries. The geographic spread across 30 countries indicates multiple independent spillover events rather than a single outbreak. This raises questions about variation in farm-level biosecurity compliance, wildlife management practices, and the effectiveness of EU poultry health directives across member states. Seasonal timing and surveillance urgency. The six-month surveillance window aligns with peak spring migration in Europe, when HPAI circulation historically intensifies. Early reporting of 949 cases within this condensed timeframe underscores the virus's rapid dissemination capacity during high-traffic periods for migratory birds. Surveillance data from the ECDC serve as early warning indicators for human and animal health authorities. Continued laboratory capacity, rapid reporting channels, and inter-country data sharing remain foundational to detecting spillover into human populations and mounting timely control responses. 949 PIA-H5 detections were confirmed across 30 European countries from 28 February to 4 June 2026, reflecting sustained springtime circulation driven primarily by migratory bird populations. European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, ECDC, 2026. What this means for patients: HPAI-AH5 remains predominantly a bird virus with rare human transmission. Direct contact with infected poultry or wild birds poses the highest individual risk. Consumers are advised to avoid handling sick or dead birds and to ensure poultry products are from regulated, surveillance-tested sources. For clinicians, respiratory illness in patients with recent poultry or bird exposure particularly in rural or wetland areas with documented HPAI activity, warrants enhanced epidemiological inquiry and consideration of HPAI testing if avian exposure is confirmed. Early alertness improves diagnostic timeliness. For policymakers, the 80% concentration of detections in wild birds necessitates coordinated transnational surveillance, wildlife sampling protocols, and farm biosecurity enforcement across the 30-country region. Funding for rapid sequence reporting and cross-border laboratory capacity strengthens collective pandemic preparedness. Frequently asked questions: why are wild birds responsible for most detections? Wild migratory waterfowl and shorebirds are highly susceptible to HPAIA-H5 infection and shed virus asymptomatically or with mild symptoms, enabling long-distance dispersal across continents. During spring migration, late February through June, these birds concentrate in high densities at wetlands, increasing transmission and detection rates, as documented by the ECDC. What is the human risk from HPAIA-H5? Human infection with HPAIA-H5 remains rare and requires direct, prolonged contact with infected poultry or contaminated environments. No sustained human-to-human transmission has been documented. Poultry workers, live bird market handlers, and wildlife professionals represent higher exposure occupational groups requiring enhanced personal protective equipment and health monitoring. How effective are current biosecurity measures? Farm-level biosecurity significantly reduces spillover from wild birds. However, effectiveness varies with implementation rigor and resources. The distribution of 186 domestic cases across 30 countries suggests heterogeneous compliance and highlights the need for standardized, adequately resourced biosecurity frameworks across European Union member states. As spring transitions to summer and migratory bird pressure declines, surveillance intensity typically falls. However, the scale of the 2026 outbreak, 949 cases in a four-month span, warrants sustained monitoring through autumn as southbound migration resumes and HPAI activity traditionally peaks again in late summer and fall. Source: Avian Influenza Overview, March-May 2026, European Center for Disease Prevention and Control.